Welcome to Slay, the podcast where we dive into all aspects of female health and fitness. I'm your host, Louise Hazel, and in today's episode, we're going to explore a topic that has come up for a number of our listeners that are returning to exercise post-pandemic, the gym. If you've been feeling anxious or intimidated by going to the gym, then this episode is for you. Join me this week as we uncover how to take up space in a male-dominated gym. So a few months ago, the funniest thing happened to me at the gym. I hadn't been back to a big box gym since before the pandemic. In fact, I cancelled my membership in the summer of 2020 when I realised that we weren't going to be allowed outside after 2 weeks like they initially said. I was the type of gym goer that every gym owner hates. I'd be in the gym 6 days a week. I'd be the person using all of the towels, using electricity, literally taking up all the space on the squat rack. Not a problem for me at all. And now the pandemic had come and thwarted all of my plans to work out, which was fine because I own a gym. So naturally, I just worked out here at Slay. Now, rather than reignite my membership, I'd go between training here at Slay, training at our residential gym, and using the local running track. However, this summer, Eric and I had been gearing up for our wedding, and we'd been discussing the idea of returning to a big box gym. We ended up going back and forth for a number of months until I decided to finally bite the bullet. I was like, you know what, let's just do it, because working out here at Slay was actually becoming more of a hindrance to me, because I'd find myself doing an email in between sets. 1 minute I'd be squatting 150 pounds, then someone would text me and I'd go to my computer and start typing out some emails. And by the time I knew it, all of my intention and intensity in my workouts was completely gone. So I thought, enough is enough. We're both going back to a big box gym and we're going to make time in our schedules for ourselves. Now, this was a great decision, but I could have never have predicted what happened next. As soon as I stepped foot back into the old gym, something felt different. And as I finished my warm-up, I was about to go to the free weight section when I realized there's literally not one person in the gym that I recognized. I was shooketh. There was literally not one member that I recognized, not a trainer who I've chopped it up with in the past. For the first time in forever, I realized that I'm the newbie. Now, I'm not going to lie, I felt intimidated. And it dawned on me that this is how most women feel every single day in the gym. In fact, this is the reason why some people avoid the gym altogether. And more importantly, this is exactly why I created Slay. I remember reading feedback from my female followers about how they felt intimidated by gyms, but this is the first time that I felt their feedback. So I say this to say, if you're a woman who's experienced anxiety or feeling intimidated by the gym, then I get it. And more importantly, today I want to give you 5 tips that I use to overcome the anxiety that I felt. Tip number 1, know your goals. Before you even step foot into the gym, it's important to be clear about what you want to achieve, whether it's building strength, improving your endurance, or just staying healthy. Having a clear goal will give you the confidence and the direction, and you'll learn exactly where you need to be and what does and doesn't deserve your attention. For example, imagine your goal is to build more strength, but you feel intimidated by the free weights section, so you just stick to what you know, and you end up wasting your time on the elliptical machine for 60 minutes whilst talking to Jan about her new granddaughter. Sometimes we can fool ourselves into thinking that we are doing the work by just showing up, but I'm here to let you know that you have the capacity for more. Not only is hiding on the elliptical not challenging you, it's also not in line with what you want to achieve. So by holding yourself accountable to your goal, you can create peace of mind in knowing that you're doing the work. Now, what's more empowering than that? Tip number 2, educate yourself. Knowledge is power. Take the time to learn about different exercises, equipment, and proper form. When you know what you're doing, you'll naturally exude confidence, making it easier to assert your presence in the gym. Now, I urge you all to familiarize yourself with the gym. Turn up 20 minutes earlier than you anticipate your session to start. Make it your mission to figure out exactly where all of the pieces of equipment are, the dumbbells, the kettlebells, where's the yoga studio? Do they have a swimming pool? Where are the lockers? Where are the toilets? Anything that you might need to lay your hands on during your session, make it your mission to figure out that floor plan, pure and simply because you're paying for it. You actually own a little bit of this real estate. You're renting it every single month from the gym owners. So every single piece of equipment in there belongs to you. And for all those of you who are not yet familiar with the free weight section of the gym, if you've never had any free weights training or the heaviest dumbbell that you've touched is 10 pounds, then I'm talking to you. Get yourself a gym tour. Some of the time there are personal trainers on site who'll help you with this. It's their job to take you around and introduce you to the various pieces of equipment. All you need to do is ask the front desk staff to set you up a free appointment or grab someone who's currently working their floor shift. The other thing that you can do if you want a more in-depth introduction is book a personal training session. A lot of gyms will give a complimentary training session to their new members, so check your membership to see if it has any of these perks. Now, if your gym has neither of those options, then fear not. What I want you to do is make an effort to go around and touch every single piece of equipment in there. You don't have to be there stroking it all day long. Simply pick it up and put it down. That will suffice. I would start with the balls, cable machines, dumbbells, and then kettlebells. Now, familiarizing yourself with the environment means also familiarizing yourself with the equipment. So take your time, but don't be a weirdo about it. Tip number three, establish a routine. Having a well-planned workout routine not only helps to keep you on track, but also helps you to navigate the gym with purpose. When you move with determination from one exercise to another, you automatically command respect in the space. Now, if you can't afford a personal trainer, then I highly recommend downloading a fitness app like Slay and subscribing to one of our plans, which provides you with 30 days of training that you can follow along to. It doesn't matter what program you choose at first, as long as you have one. Just don't turn up empty-handed. Now, speaking of turning up, another important factor to consider is timing. One of my favorite times to go to the gym is like 6 a.m, but the problem is I now train clients from Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. till 12 noon. So in the past, I'd have always shown up before the morning rush, which is typically between 7 and 9 a.m. But nowadays, I don't finish work until 12 noon, which can be quite busy with people working out during their lunch breaks. So if you're wanting to spend that little bit more time in the gym to yourself before that rush of traffic comes at 7 a.m, and more importantly, you'll want to avoid the evening rush as well, which is between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then let's not forget, Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. till 12 can also be really busy hours in the gym. If you want to move at your own pace and work out on your own terms, then you're going to want those earlier times because you'll have access to more equipment. You won't necessarily have to wait or interact with anyone else unless you want to. So avoiding those really busy times in the gym if you're already feeling anxious or intimidated is a top priority. But what I will say is that the first day back in the gym for me was the biggest hurdle. A few days later, I started to feel more comfortable and I started to feel myself again. So don't forget to keep challenging yourself. Keep pushing your boundaries of comfortability. Tip number four, be assertive, but not aggressive. Confidence doesn't necessarily mean being confrontational, not always anyway. Assert yourself in the space with respect for others. If someone else is occupying the equipment you need, politely ask them how many sets they've got left. Most people will gladly accommodate. Now, when I was having my gym meltdown, I remember I was standing on the edge of the free weight section and I wanted to do some bench press. I'd say there were like 12 benches, but not one of them was free. There was literally a dude on every single bench. And as I looked a bit further, I spotted one in the far corner that didn't look occupied. I made my way over to the bench and I noticed a guy was pacing around it like a freaking panther. And normally, I wouldn't have any problem going over and asking him whether he was finished. But more importantly, just moving him out of the way. But this time, I felt like I didn't have a place to be there because I hadn't been there in so long. It was so weird. It was no longer the environment that I knew when I was back there training before the pandemic. It was no longer my safe space. It was a completely different environment. And as I was going back and forth, debating whether to interrupt this panther of a man, I noticed that people were starting to stare at me. And as I was dilly-dallying and hovering around on the sidelines, which made me feel even more self-conscious, I had to shake it off. I was literally like, sort yourself out. Get your butt over there. Go and put your towel down and push that guy off the bench. By this point, luckily, the guy was no longer lifting. So I put my towel down and I still found myself second guessing. I still felt really tentative. I went over to the weight stack. I picked up a lighter weight than I usually would. And after a couple of reps, I finally got into it. Now, I remember going back home that evening and chatting to Eric about it. And I was like, yo, I was not expecting to feel so intimidated at the gym today. The gym's always been my playground. It's always been a place where I felt completely and utterly at home. It's always been a place where I've excelled, a place where I've sharpened my tools for my bigger goal. And there I was, quaking in my boots, not knowing where to place myself. I was shocked. And after a couple more trips to the gym, I remembered one crucial thing, that I have a voice. And now I'm back into my groove. I make a point of staring people directly in the eye and asking them how many sets they have left. Then I wait patiently nearby, continue my warm-up until they're finished. Tip number 5, build a supportive network. Connect with like-minded individuals at the gym. Having a workout buddy or even just a friendly face can make a significant difference. A supportive community not only enhances your gym experience, but also helps you to stand tall and proud while you're in the space. So what we're really talking about here is having allies. Now, if you're a woman starting out at a big box gym, then there are 3 people that I'd say you need to befriend. First and foremost, make friends with the front desk staff. That's the first person you're going to meet every single day. Take a note of their name and badge and use it. Smile at them. Ask them if they're having a good morning. Now, the way you interact with them sets you up to come into your session with positivity and poise. The second person you need to make friends with is going to be your new best friend. You'll need to observe the types of people in the gym who are of similar level of fitness to you. Who could be your gym buddy? Who could be your training partner? Notice how much weight people are lifting. Notice how fast they're running on the treadmill. Set yourself up alongside people who are at your level and perhaps even a little bit better, because they'll be able to drag you along with them. Make friends with people who are perhaps a little bit out of reach of where you are. They'll give you something to aspire to. And what you'll notice is you'll either start closing the gap on your commitment, or you might even start closing the gap on your results. And ultimately, what you're doing is cultivating a community of accountability and people that can help support you in your longer term goal. Now, the third person is a personal trainer. You may never have to pay them for your services, but you might need to ask them for advice from time to time. Always start with the question, what would you do if you were me? As most personal trainers absolutely love talking about themselves and giving their expert advice. And finally, I'm going to give you a bonus tip, number 6, celebrate your progress, regardless of your fitness level. Celebrate your achievements, every step. No matter how small, every victory is a victory. And when you acknowledge your progress, you reinforce your right to be in the space, boosting your confidence even further. Now, don't expect it to feel easy on day one. I'm not going to lie. When I was in the squat rack that day, I started to feel a little bit self-conscious. I remember performing some squats and feeling really gassed and out of breath. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm not the same athlete as I was before the pandemic. The load felt way more tiring to me. I realized that I wasn't as fit as I wanted to be. And then I remembered that very few people are. And more importantly, I'd been prioritizing other things. I'd been prioritizing my gut health. I'd been prioritizing my mental health. But now was the time for me to prioritize my physical health. So if you're feeling discouraged by your current level of fitness, remind yourself that this level is only temporary and it's a starting point. And the difference between it being a starting point and an end point is you showing up. So focus on that. Because what you're doing now will feel like an absolute breeze in 4 weeks' time. In fact, this shit is going to feel like a recovery day if you just keep showing up. If you just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Now, it did take me a little while to start feeling myself again. And needless to say, I've met some new people, I've bumped into old people, and it now feels like I'd never left. So for all of those of you out there who are really struggling, I urge you to remind yourself that everybody at the gym is pretty much going through the same thing. They've all decided that this is the way that they're going to start their day. So you actually have something more in common with them than you realize. They might not look like you. They might not be doing the same sort of exercise that you're doing, but their mindset is the same as yours. Now, one final thing, I want you to remember that you have an equal right to be there as everyone else. You're not paying any less. You have an equal right to that real estate as everyone in there. So go and take up space. Remember, you're strong, capable, and worthy. By embracing these tips and carrying yourself with confidence, you'll not only achieve your fitness goals, but you'll also inspire others to do the same. You've got this. Now, that concludes today's episode of Slay. Remember, Everybody in that gym is in the same position as you are. Stay tuned for more empowering discussions about health and fitness. You can follow me at Louise Hazel on social media, and you can check out our Slay brand at Slay Athletic. And don't forget to subscribe to the Slay podcast if you haven't done so already. You can also download our Slay app for free from the App Store to join our online community.